Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. Hey, what do we talk about here? Hypnosis, etc. And by the way, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video is text and graphics and links that just make this a lot more valuable. So go there. If you can't, go to iTunes. We've got the audio and video versions of these podcasts up there. You can load them right up on your iPad, iPod, iPhone, and whatever iThingamajiggy they come up with in the future. Let me introduce L. Ron Ferguson, my co-host for this series of four videos. And you know what? L. Ron is a very serious hypnotherapist, and he has done his own personal development. He's gone through sessions himself. He is a top performer. He's been through our internship program. He's been at our office since 2008, seeing clients full time. What a great amount of experience he has. He walks the walk, not just talks the talk. How you doing, Elron?
I'm doing good, Cal.
Hey.
I think I'm breaking about 2,000 sessions.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So I can officially say thousands of hypnosis sessions in my marketing.
Nice.
and not be lying. Because there's some hypnotists that lie. You know who you are. Doesn't happen very often. Very, very rare. It's very, very, very rare. Disclaimer, disclaimer.
Some of the hypnotists out there, they believe their own hype. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, but, you know, we all want to believe our own hype a little bit. I certainly believe the hype around here. That's why I'm here. That's why I came. If you guys don't know who Cal Banyan is, you should. He's the founder of 5PATH, systematic approach to hypnotherapy, the best approach that I've ever found. That's why I use it. That's why I'm here. There's also a technique called 7PATH self-hypnosis, which is a provocative, insight-oriented type of self-hypnosis that I don't believe there's anything else like that in the world either. But the main reason I'm here is I believe that Cal is a true innovator in this profession, and he's a fantastic clinician and a great teacher. And anyone is lucky to learn from him. I am. So,
wow.
It's my pleasure to be here today. Thanks, Cal.
Well, you're proof that what you send out comes back tenfold, because for all the time that I've spent sharing ideas with you and teaching you, I have been rewarded tenfold by the service you've done the community and the hypnosis world. All right. Let's see. What the heck are we going to do today? Oh, before I get started, I'm just real quick, commercial. Check out our classes, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5PATH and 7PATH. You can get it at our center, or you can get it online. That's right, live, interactive. Get certified from the privacy of your own home. We also have the Week of Power, which is the same as the certification course, except you already have to be certified, so we don't have to go over all that basic stuff. We can just get right in to the real powerful 5PATH and 7PATH stuff. By the way, L. Ron mentioned 7PATH. It's being copied, but it's never been duplicated, and it's never been surpassed. Oh, I feel so much better. But what should we do now, L. Ron?
Well, let's go over some questions. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. I have some questions. I love these questions-based episodes.
Oh, by the way, all you guys and gals out there, you know what? We got questions. One of the reasons we do is because right up there, there's the Ask Us button. Click on it. Send us topic ideas. Send us questions, because we understand that the more relevant we can make this show to you, the more valuable it's going to be to you. You see, we're coming up on, what are we, like 270-something? We're almost up on 300 episodes. I want to do episode 1,000 one day. And we're only going to be able to do that if we remain relevant to what you want to know about. All right, I give it back to you, Elron.
Thanks, Cal. Oh, my eye drops. Anyway, question. Yes, this is an interesting one. I'll chime in on this. Somebody said, my clients always end up telling me that they don't like me in some way during our time together. I talked to a hypnotist and he told me to check out if I was sitting in the wrong place due to negative anchors. I'm not an expert in NLP, but are there any reasons for this?
Yeah. You know what? You gotta be nice. If you're mean all the time, they're gonna not like you. You know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why this could be going on. L. Ron, you talked about a few. Why don't you, you're more the NLP guy than me, and I'm going to talk about non-NLP reasons.
Okay, great. From an NLP perspective, I do believe that if some of that is happening, and Cal will get some other reasons about this, but maybe a person is sitting in the wrong place. Now, there's a few schools of thought on this. This is what the NLP people say, that if you're sitting across from them and talking to them about different things that bring up certain types of negative emotion and they keep on looking at your face, then your face is going to be associated or anchored to those negative emotions. So next time they see your face, they remember how bad they felt last time. And it starts to bring up just a couple of negative anchors about whatever it is they're experiencing, and that tends to be compounded every time they see you and then continue to experience that. And so one of the reasons that in NLP, when they begin the work or any emotional release work, stuff of that nature, that they start to sit perpendicular to the client. You all can see I'm making a right angle like this, where the client is facing one way and you're facing the other way, kind of like this, where you're not looking directly at each other, but you're facing, if my fingertips are the eyes, the client is facing this way, you're facing...
I wish I could see what you're doing right now, L. Ron.
It's kind of confusing, but at least I understand it.
90 degrees towards each other.
Yeah, and that will help to solve that problem because they're looking out into the distance. You're beside them, talking to them, directing them, but not standing and, you know, sitting in front of them. I've seen some people do ridiculous things like stand in front of their client while they're sitting in their chair and look down on them. And that would freak me out personally if somebody, you know, was doing hypnosis with me and they were sitting directly across from me while they did it. But that's just because I am so used to the other way. But what are your thoughts on that, Cal? Sitting position with the client?
All right. You know, this whole, I suppose what they say could the NLPers could have something going on there, but I would be much more concerned about psychological things, like if you're doing an interview and you're face to face as opposed to perpendicular, it can be felt as being confrontational in and of itself. Certainly all the things you talked about that may have an influence. But also, I think even more important, I was writing some notes down after you asked the question, was, you know, doing deep hypnosis work, I mean, age regression, forgiveness work, parts work, this kind of stuff can really get into some painful emotions. And if that's all you do, they come in, they start hitting all these hard emotions, anger, fear, guilt, sadness, this kind of stuff. And then if you let them emerge feeling that way, then everything associated with what you do with them is painful. And so they're not going to like seeing you, and you'll lose your clients, and they won't finish the process. That's why it's very, very important to wrap up that part of the work, leaving enough time so that positive insight has been gained from the experience. So they have that aha experience, or wow, look, I just figured it out. To have that experience which shifts them from the negative to the positive, and also end each session with positive suggestions for change. You can also do age progression work, where they take that positive change that they've experienced maybe because of doing the informed child work and seeing that the error of their ways, and now they realize, oh, they were lovable, there is nothing wrong with them. Whatever the insight is, then take them through the SSEs, all the events that were covered, where they were having the problem, now free of the problem. That's going to make them feel good and uplifted. And then do age progression. Take them into the future, the probable future, of course, where they're experiencing the positive change. Then, when they emerge, you tell them, and you do feel good, don't you? To reinforce that feeling of change in a positive way. If you do that, they'll love you, and they'll refer their friends and family to you, and it's all good. I'm kind of tough. I mean, I start off my sessions being rather tough and I don't know, directive, and because I need my people to kind of get in line and do the work. So as much as I can, I'm directive and strict. But then over time, once they know what they're supposed to do and they're doing it and they're compliant, by the end of the sessions, they're very fond of the work we're doing together. And if it wasn't for ethical constraints, most of these people would just become friends of mine. Because through those experiences, the ups and downs, especially if it ends on an up, can be the things that really makes them feel fond of you. So be careful about how you're ending your sessions. Always end on the positive. And also, another note I have here is now you got to be very careful. You have this mental expectation that your clients become angry with you or they don't like you. And that in and of itself can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, even if it's never verbalized. So you just got to be very careful about that. Maybe you need to look at some of your own videos. Hopefully you're video recording your own sessions and that kind of thing. How's that, Elron?
That sounds great, Cal. Yeah, definitely. Be nice to your clients. That's a good tip. That's a gold nugget. I need to write that down. Just kidding. I'm so nice to my clients. I'm so nice.
Hey, you know what? When you're
if
nice
any,
to your clients...
If any of them are watching, I know they agree, so...
Hey, you get more referrals.
Yeah.
If you're nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're there to have unconditional positive regard.
That's right. Don't be a Dr. Spock.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Exactly. Don't make your clients wrong. Don't tell them that that they're creating their problem. You know. Don't preach philosophical platitudes at them. Just listen. Work inside their model of the world, the way their mind works. Help them to release their emotions. Help them to have insights. Do your job. Be a good listener and care about the client. That's number one. And in the presence of a powerful rapport, anything is possible. Quoted by Milton Erickson.
Here's an insider secret that I teach in class. Really, before you start working with a client, you need to find something about them that you can love or admire. And once you find that, and you begin to resonate with that, to feel it, then the client will feel it too. And it can really be a transformative thing.
Absolutely.
All right, what else you got for us? We got time for one more thing.
Where am I? I have everything. I got so wrapped up in that I started taking notes. Let's see here. We kind of covered that as well. Let's see here. Can hypnosis help without emotion present? We probably covered this before, but I'd like to talk about this a little bit. There are a few schools of thought out there. And I'm taking this information from questions that I found and combining them with other questions I even have myself and discussions that I've had. But there's a few different schools of thought. There's one that just focuses on doing what works, not doing any ab reaction, not getting into emotions. Emotions don't matter. Feelings don't matter. Let's just do this technique and that technique. Can that be as effective as a more abreactive or emotionally oriented approach? Is an interesting soapbox to talk about.
Well, you know, in the first part of the script said, can it help? And I would say, yes. I mean, obviously there's people out there who's been helped by doing some more intellectually cognitive-based NLP timeline-type work that people have been helped with that. But I don't think you're ever going to as deeply and profoundly change someone at the root cause as when you do the deep emotional work, meaning where they are allowed to feel the feelings that are causing the problem, release those feelings through expression, change by way of insight, by seeing the situations in their history differently, which causes, for example, if you, through your life, you thought mom and dad were unfair to you, and because of that, you had so much anger. And then through hypnotherapeutic technique, you discover that, you know, the things that they did to you was not unfair. You're probably better off for it. They did it because they loved you, and these kinds of things. Then all of a sudden, you change in your perspective, and you're feeling different. If you don't change the way you feel about things, you're not really changing your life. Because we don't change what we do until we change how we feel. Because so many times, we don't do what we think we should do, or what we know we should do. We do what we feel like doing. And so, unless we have that profound change at an emotional, level, you're just not doing the most powerful or profound work that can be done. And that's my experience. Even when I was doing talk therapy, even when I was training as a talk therapist, I started noticing right off the bat, we'd go blah, 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 blah in a session, and my client would go blah, 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 blah in a session, and we'd go blah, 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 until we hit a nerve. And the person experienced some emotion. They either felt the anger come up or the sadness come up. And at that instant, then we had something important to talk about, and we could provide insight. And then the shift would happen. And it's like I used to say, shift happens, buddy. So that's what I think, Elron.
Awesome, Cal. I agree with that. I mean, there is something so powerful about human emotion that eclipses any cognitive process whatsoever. Because there's a school of thought out there that goes, well, you know, it's just all unconscious processes, and it releases the emotion all unconsciously. And when the emotion is passed through, there's a learning and there is a feeling that comes from climbing the mountain that I think is different for the client, that will enable them to have a greater level of wisdom and ultimately character development as a result of that experience. When an epiphany is emotional in nature, not just after the fact, but when there's emotions surrounding it, it can just be so powerful. I mean, like I said, with the mountain climbing metaphor, it's different than firing suggestions at somebody and having them, you know, build a mountain with Legos versus actually climb a mountain. There's a totally different experience where a person has really earned their stripes. They've passed through something, and everything is so much more tangible, so much more real. I mean, there's no drug on the face of the earth. Well, maybe there is, but mostly that is as powerful as human emotion. And that's why I think it's so special. I mean, like we always say, we're in this life to learn, and one of the greatest things that does teach us is our emotions. It's emotions that drove your client to come see you in the first place. And so when there are abreactions that happen, don't freak out, embrace them. Learn some emotionally oriented techniques. Because there's a lot of techniques out there that use mostly dissociation as one of the foundations that will separate a client from their emotions while doing the process. And in my experience, I just don't believe that that's as deep or that's as powerful. It can help loosen the model, but there are always the cases where it has these long, life-lasting changes. But going through as many layers as possible, the way out is through. And the stronger the affect, the more true the cognition, the more true the experience and the connection to that subconscious experience, and ultimately the more powerfully absorbed the suggestions are afterward. I mean, that's the power of insight-oriented techniques.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that why I'm such a dedicated person to age regression and the forgiveness work the way we do it and the parts work the way we do it is because, like, you take some other techniques like eye movement techniques or tapping techniques that just kind of seem to neutralize the emotion, is that, okay, what did you gain from it? Where if you do informed child work properly, then what happens is the person gains insight. And another word for insight is wisdom. And I personally believe that we come into this life to learn something, to come into it and then leave with wisdom and experiences that enriches the soul. And just going in and tapping yourself or doing some kind of eye movement or taking a drug that makes the feeling go away is, to me, a life wasted. So I think that working it out in any way or form that brings about insight, that's why 7-Pass self-hypnosis is so special. It's the only self-hypnosis process that I'm aware of that's a mind-body-spirit approach that provokes emotion and provides insight. Okay, hey, I think we're about done.
I think we are too. Excuse me. Sorry, I think we are. I don't want to die here. I think we are too, Cal. Do you want me to wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
There must have been nuts in my green tea. Anyway, so it's okay. I'm alive. Thank you so much for watching this.
Do you want me
episode.
To wrap it up for you while you finish coughing?
Well, I finish. No, I think I'm okay. And I'll power through it anyway because that's how important this is to me. I'm not a quitter.
And
anyway,
you're a professional. That's right.
Thank you so much for watching this episode today. If you enjoyed this, check out our archives. We've got a bunch of great content on this site, calbanion.com. Hundreds of free hypnosis training films. Also, if you're interested in classes or products, two websites for you to look into are hypnosiscenter.com and hypnosis.org, because we want to give you top information, top quality products that will help you become a better hypnotherapist and move this profession forward. If you want to get in contact with me, ask me a question, get to know me, my email address is lronhypnosis@gmail.com. My website is safeeffectivehypnosis.com. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
And I'm Cal Banion, and I'm filled with gratitude for L. Ron, Meredith, Celeste, you folks out there, my wife, who's the general manager, and gosh, just everybody else that makes this all happen, even Jim and Dean, our tech guys that fuss with the lighting and get everything just right. Gratitude to all of you, and I'll see you next week. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.